This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Well, this track that we're listening to is by John Wall from a CD from 1999 on the Utter Psalm label, I think. Live Fragments, Constructions 1 to 4 by John Wall, with John Edwards on double bass, Mark Sanders percussion, Andrew Sparling clarinet, Mark Wastel cello, Axel Dorner trumpet, and then of course it's all been remixed and edited by John Wall. News of a film screening coming up tomorrow. That's a film screening called Word Projections on Saturday, December the 2nd, in the afternoon, between 2:30 and 4:30, and it's free entry. So that's at the Poetry Society on Betterton Street, which is in Covent Garden. Runs between... what is it? I can't remember now. Anyway, the address is here somewhere. So it's on Betterton Street, WC2, Word Projections. Three films. There's Chest Freezer by William English, a 16mm colour film being outtakes from the epic Heated Gloves. This is just 16mm footage from Morris Seddon's garden, in fact. The footage dates from 1980 to 1990. So they're outtakes of Heated Gloves and accompanied by a soundtrack of a telephone conversation between Morris and someone offering him a chest freezer. Then the other film, or one of the other films, is Winder by Jerry Smith, artist Jerry Smith. 15 minutes, colour plus sound DVD, a film inspired by Paolo Uccello's painting, The Battle of San Romano, 1440, a work depicting part of the battle fought between Florence and Siena in 1432, which in turn inspired Gregory Corso's poem Uccello from his collection Gasoline in 1967. So don't expect a cast of thousands, even though it is called the Battle of San Romano. And lastly, Limbo by Sandra Cross, between a film and a journal, part one, 60 minutes, colour with sound, DVD 2017. 10 years of writing about and visiting her mother, who had probable Alzheimer's, resulted in a 2,000-page journal and a four-day reading. In this hybrid film journal, we hear Sandra's voice overlay the weekly train journey from London to Leicester as she reads the first extract written in 2006. And then there's a quote, "A landscape haunts as intense as opium." And that's a quote from Stefan Mallarmé, 1888. So that's Word Projections, a film screening at the Poetry Society on Betterton Street, Covent Garden, Saturday, December the 2nd, between 2:30 and 4:30, free entry. And today's Wavelength features a melange of tracks, starting with John Wall, and some spoken word tracks, beginning eventually with Spoken Arts, The Art of Ruth Draper. Ruth Draper was one of the great artists of this century. Born in 1884 in New York City, she spent 50 years of her life touring all over the world in the portraits she conceived as dramas, and not as monologues or sketches. The dramas contained on this record were recorded in January 1954, when Ruth Draper was appearing at the Vanderbilt Theatre in what she announced as her farewell New York engagement. And the whole of side one is called The Italian Lesson, but I shall probably interrupt it with other things.
Come in. Come in, signorina. Oh, I'm so glad you've arrived. I can't tell you how excited I am to think that we've arrived at last at the Divine Comedy. I'm really very proud. And I must tell you, signorina, I read a little last night just before I went to bed. And you know, I understood quite easily, so I think we're going to skim right through it. You have your book? And shall we start and read a few lines as we always do and then translate? Oh, this is thrilling. Dante at last. Nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita mi ritrovai per una selva oscura. What? Oh, selva oscura, che la diritta via era smarrita. Oh, what wonderful lines, aren't they marvelous? Now let's see. Nel mezzo, let me see. Nel mezzo just means in the middle, doesn't it? In the middle. And del cammin means of the road, in the middle of the road. That's not very poetical, is it, in English? No, well, we can take certain liberties. Don't translate as always. I mean, take certain liberties in order to maintain the beauty of it and the meaning at the same time. And, for example, we could say, instead of saying in the middle, we could say midway. And instead of saying of the road, we could say along the pathway. Don't you think that sounds better? Midway along the pathway, di nostra vita, of our life. Me ritrovai, myself I found, of course we say I found myself, pair, we'd have to change that preposition, wouldn't we? I found myself in a forest, dark, and of course we say dark forest, don't we? I found myself in a dark forest. What's K doing there? Oh, I see, they think it means perke, short for perke, I see. Found myself in a dark forest because la diritta via, the direct way, era was smarita. Wait a minute, don't tell me. Such a funny word, I knew it on Monday. Smarita means, it's on the tip of my tongue. It means lost, doesn't it? Lost, what wonderful lines, Signorina. Midway, along the pathway of our life, I found myself in a dark forest because the direct way was lost. They're so wonderful, Signorina, because they're so true. That was so extraordinary. To think that those lines were written hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and yet they are so applicable to life today. Because don't you think that's exactly what happens to people? Oh, I think so often in the middle of life, people seem to lose their way. They don't know where they're going. They can't see the way before them. It's such a wonderful picture of confusion, those two men. Dante was with Virgil, wasn't he? And they were just stumbling along together. They really didn't know where they were going. They couldn't see the way before them. Marvellous. Of course, Dante was a genius, wasn't he? I mean, Dante and Shakespeare, they seemed to know everything, didn't they? They seemed to know the things that always would be true. Wonderful. I imagine we're going to find that this is full of quotations and great general truths, just like that first paragraph. I mean, there's something gripping about it right away. Oh, this is going to be such fun. So exciting. Heavens, is it so late? Signor, will you excuse me one moment while I call up a friend? I promised to catch her before she went out. She was going to leave the house very early, and I promised to call. Hello? Come in? Darling, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Mother's telephoning. Plaza 37473. Look out, darling. Now, don't pull me over. Be careful. Gentle. Good morning. Say good morning nicely to the signorina, dear. And then run along, because Mother's having her Italian lesson and doesn't want to be disturbed. Is Mrs. Norton there? May I speak to her, please? What, dear? The movies? This afternoon? Certainly not. Darling, don't ask such silly questions. Of course you can't go to the movies in the middle of the week. Well, you have your dancing class. Hello, Mabel, my dear. How are you? Mabel, I just felt I must call up and find out what happened yesterday afternoon after I left. Well, I saw that there was going to be a row, and of course I was dying to stay, but I had my Bible class and had to fly. Well, what happened? I thought that the woman was going to murder you. I really did. I was very anxious. She didn't, but what did she do? What? No, not real hysterics. What did you do? You didn't. A whole glass of water? What nerve, did it ruin her hat? Well, I've always heard that was a thing to do for hysterics, but I never heard of anybody doing it. Well, did it calm her down? Isn't she dreadful? Do you know who she is? Do you know anything about her? How did we ever get her on the committee? Oh, she's impossible. I know, but she doesn't contribute anything. She's constantly interfering, holding things up, and she's got... I've never seen such manners. She really is the most... Oh, outrageous. After all, one doesn't behave like that on a committee. Everyone knows you've got to discuss things, you've got to compromise, in the end you must cooperate, and you don't... Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've always thought her the most In fact, I've always been rather suspicious. What... Oh, my dear, you've heard that? No, I've never heard it. I've always thought it. Well, if that's the case, I think we must just quietly get rid of her. Well, we can't tolerate this.
Avoid.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's so true, my dear, and I think you're... Darling, please don't interrupt. Mother's talking. Run along, dear, and close the door. Goodbye. No, I wasn't saying goodbye to you. I was getting rid of a troublesome child. Well, Mabel, listen, my dear, I can't discuss it now. I'm in the middle of an Italian lesson. But... Let's get together. Well, are you lunching with Gertrude tomorrow?
Missing.
Well, we'll sit next to one another and discuss it, because... Yes, I mean, it's going to be very unpleasant. We've got to devise a plan. Oh, most essential, I agree with you. Absolutely, yes. Oh, that's so true. Exactly. Well, I'm sure you handle it beautifully. Come in, Jane. No, dear, the cook came in.
Alas.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, and I wish I'd been there. I mean to help you out. It must have been most trying. Goodbye, my dear. Goodbye. Signorina, will you excuse me one moment while I order the dinner? Children, if you're going to play in here, you must be quiet. Now, don't tease him like that, Barbara. You know he doesn't like it. Don't tease him. Come in, Jane. Jane, we shall be 8 for dinner tonight.
Hope.
And I want a very simple little dinner. Have you some clear soup? Well, we might have clear soup. Put something amusing in it. I don't really mind what. And then we might have that fish souffle that you make. Oh, yes, you do, Jane. You do it in that low silver dish. It's white and fluffy and easy to eat. It's brown and sort of crumbs on top. Isn't that
looking.
Fish? Oh, I always thought it was fish. Looks like fish. Tastes like fish. Must be fish. Hello? Oh, hello, dear. What do you want? Your bag packed with your golf clothes and your club sent to meet you at the 12:10 train, all right? No, it's no trouble. No, Morris will take them. I have the other car. All right, Morris will be standing at the gate of the train at 5 minutes. Look out, Billy, get off that chair. Look out, darling, you'll fall. Barbara, lift him down. Darling, I don't want him to get down. Climbing on top of my bookcase by way of that high end. All right, what'd you say? I don't know anything about it. Now, that's a big deal about the driver. You go get it, darling. You put it in this other truck. Mind on that one thing until you've got it done. Don't miss the train. Dancing class is meeting at your house this afternoon. Oh, then Mary has not got the chicken pox. Oh, what good news. She hasn't got the chicken pox. She hasn't got the chicken pox. Well, they thought she had chicken pox. Oh, that's splendid. That's much easier. Well, then the little girls will be there as usual at 3. I was going to offer this house if you wanted it. Well, I'm glad she's better.
Waiting.
That's much simpler. Thank you for letting me know. Goodbye, my dear. They'll be there as usual. Goodbye. Nancy, what did you say then? Turn round and tell Mother exactly what you said. Nancy. My dear child, you should be very glad that she hasn't got the chicken pox. Well, you undoubtedly would get it yourself if she had, and I think you deserve
Curious.
To get it for having such unkind thoughts. And anyway, darling, we don't say such things. Even when we think them, we don't say them. Then, Jane, we might have tomato salad. You know that ring that you make of tomato jelly and you put lovely things in the middle? And I rather feel like a camembert cheese. Why not? A nice ripe camembert.
Occasion.
Oh, for dessert, surprise me, Jane. I like to be surprised. Oh, I don't know. Why not fruit? Just fruit. Fruit and coffee, that ought to be enough for anybody. Yes, and at 8 o'clock. Well, you know how late they always are. Yes, for 8. Thank you, Jane. Now, mademoiselle, it's rather complicated about this morning. I am taking Nancy to the dentist.
Against.
So will you leave her at home? Then will you take Billy to his riding lesson and Barbara to her gymnasium? And then would you take the baby for a little drive in the park? Because I told the nurse that she could go to Hoboken to see her aunt who's got something in the hospital there.
I hope it's not serious. And then will you get me some marron glacé and some chocolate and mint, you know, the kind I like, for dinner?
Insist.
And bring them back here and bring the children back for luncheon at 1 o'clock and the candies for dinner. And then this afternoon, the Brown child has not got the chicken pox. You heard me talking to Mrs. Brown. So the little girls will go there as usual at 3. And then Billy has his carpentry today, hasn't he? Well, while you're waiting to pick up the children, I was wondering if you could do a few things for me. Yes, it will be time enough to tell you at luncheon. Thank you, mademoiselle. Thank you so much. Billy, listen, darling, can you get daddy's driver? Good boy, do you put it in the bag? Thank you. Come on, children, you're late already. Barbara, darling, get the baby. She's in the scrap basket. We'll pull her up. Come on, children. Nancy, I have told you 20 times not to touch the things on that table. But, darling, just try, remember. Make up your mind, darling. Make up your mind that you're not going to do it, you see? And then you won't. Well, because that's what minds are for. Now run along, children. Get out quickly, do what mademoiselle tells you, and don't come back. Goodbye. Shut the door. Signorina, I think I'll just run through those beautiful lines again, just to get the spirit of it. Nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita, mi ritrovai per una selva. This telephone is so maddening. Hello? I'm sorry, I'm afraid it's important that they wouldn't call me. Hello, who is it, please? Miss Pounder. Excuse me for being so fierce, Miss Pounder. Well, I was in the middle of an Italian lesson and I hoped the telephone was not going to ring. Well, it's about my little boy, Miss Pounder, my Billy. I'm so sorry to hear that he's doing so badly in his mathematics. Well, I'm very disappointed, Miss Pounder, but I have been thinking it over and I have decided that we must just give up mathematics. Well, you know, Billy is a very sensitive child. He's a peculiarly sensitive child. I'm afraid he's not quite like other children, and he hates mathematics. Well, he doesn't seem to know what he's doing. I find him chewing a pencil and looking very miserable, and he doesn't get anywhere. And what is the use of going on with a thing when one doesn't get anywhere? Well, I know, Miss Pounder, but you see, it's affecting his health, and that's what disturbs me. Well, I find that he's not sleeping well. He has a very peculiar dream, a sort of nightmare. A recurrent dream. Well, every night he falls into a pond in this dream, and the pond is full of fish, and the fish are all numbered, and they swarm about and bite him, and he wakes up screaming. Well, the psychoanalyst tells me that that's a very dangerous symptom, and I must try and remove the cause, which is undoubtedly arithmetic. Well, I really can't discuss it with you, Miss Pounder. I've no doubt you have had more experience than I, but after all, I am his mother. And I think I know what's best for my boy. Yes, we'll give up mathematics until I think he's strong enough to go on. Thank you, Miss Pounder. I'll let you know. Come in. Oh, entirely forgot, Signorina. Would you mind if my little manicurist comes up? I meant to put her off, but I forgot, and she's here, and I don't like to send her away. Well, she's very quiet. I don't think she'll bother us at all. Yes, Nelly, ask Miss Mary to come right up. Nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita, mi ritrovai per... Children, I told you not to come back. Now, darlings, please go out. I don't
Others.
Want to be interrupted again. What? Oh, has he come? Oh, how exciting. Signorina, I'm afraid we'll have to have one more interruption. Well, we've been waiting for days and days for a little dog who has just arrived from the country. And he's just come, and the children are so excited they want me to see him. Well, he's only a puppy. He won't be long, and I rather want to see him myself. Well, bring him in, darling. Bring him in quickly, and we'll have a look at the puppy. Come on, quickly.
Almost.
Oh, you darling. Oh, isn't he adorable? Aren't we going to love him? I wouldn't hold him quite so tight, Bobby. Well, darling, Billy, put him on the floor, darling. Put him on the floor, darling, and let the baby pat him. Barbara, show the baby how to pat him. I don't want her to be frightened. Pat him on his head, darling. That's his tail. Pat him on his head. Don't pull his ears. Gently, gently. Isn't he soft and lovely?
Now
let him go, children. Wait a minute. Don't let him get under the bed. Keep him out in the open, children. Keep him out in the open. You darling, Signorina, isn't he sweet? Good morning, Miss Mary. Do look at the latest addition to the family. Isn't he precious? Billy, take my slippers, darling. Don't let him get my slippers. Here, puppy. Here, puppy. Here, you sweet old puppy. Here, you with your precious puppy. Oh, you was a darling.
Willing.
Here, you was a precious puppy. What are we going to call him, children? Oh, we can't just call him puppy. No, he must have a name. You know what I think would be lovely? I think it would be lovely if we called him Dante. Because he came in the middle of my Dante lesson. Oh, Dante was a very famous man.
Moment.
We call him Dan for short. Here, puppy. Here, Dante. Oh, you was a precious Dante. Yeah, you was a darling Dante. Yeah, you was a precious Dante boy. Isn't he darling? Oh, wait a minute, children. Hold him, darling. Can you manage, Miss Mary? Just pull up a chair and I'll give you my hand. Can you manage? Quiet, children. Don't make any noise. The telephone. Hello? Oh, good morning, Count Blusky. Shh, quiet, children. Watch him, watch him. Can you manage? Good morning, Count Blusky. Good morning. Yes, Count Blusky, I left a message. Well, I was so anxious to speak to you because I wanted to tell you that the portrait has arrived. Yes, the portrait has arrived and is hanging in the drawing room in the place that you selected near the window. And the light is lovely on it, and we're all crazy about the frame. Well, it really is a great work of art, and everyone admires it enormously. But I was wondering, Count Blusky, if you would mind if I made one or two tiny suggestions. Well, my husband and I were looking carefully at the picture last night, and we put the child up on top of the piano so that she can be on a level with the picture. And we both think that you've got her a little bit thin. You think it would make her a little fatter? Yes, exactly. And then there's something not quite right about the mouth, Count Blusky. Well, could you make her smile a little bit, perhaps? And then I forgot to tell you that in the summertime, when she plays and gets very hot, there's a most lovely wave in her hair. And I wondered if you... Well, a little curls about her temples. I wonder if you thought it would be all right to paint her as though she were hot. In that case, her cheeks would be pink. And if her cheeks are pink, you see, I would prefer blue hair ribbon. I think it would be more becoming. Now, please don't think we don't love the picture. Oh, it's a real work of art, and it'll be absolutely perfect if you make those little changes. And when may I bring my Count Blusky? On Tuesday at 2. We shall be there. I look forward to coming to your studio again. Thank you so much. Goodbye. I will. Goodbye. Oh, children, don't grumble, darling. Please go and make those two little changes, darling, in about a half an hour, and you'll be so glad to have that picture someday. Now, children, run along. Take the puppy to the kitchen. Don't give him anything to eat. Just some water, and I'll see about his food later. Get out quickly and don't come back. Goodbye. Nel mezzo del cammin, can you manage, Miss Mary? We lost Radita. Me, Rick, go by. Oh, heavens, is that the clock? Oh, let me go, Miss Mary, let me go. I can't drive in 1 minute more. Oh, I know, I hear it was so late. I'm so sorry, Miss Mary, I shouldn't have asked you to come, but I thought you were going to have plenty of time. They're not too bad, they'll do for a few days, and I'll let you know. I'll call you up. Goodbye, Miss Mary. Thank you so much. Goodbye, Signorina. I'm dreadfully sorry, but I'm afraid we shall have to stop. I can't tell you how sorry I am. You know, I care more for this than for anything I do, and I hate to have my lesson interrupted. I thought we were going to have plenty of time. Well, now, when will you come again?
Although...
No, not Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But Thursday I'm free. Yes, come on Thursday, Serena, and we'll have a nice, long, quiet lesson. Oh, I can't wait to get on. I think it's so beautiful and so profound. I love it. Goodbye, Serena. Marie! Marie! Mary, I have to be out of this house in 15 minutes.
Always.
I want my little black cloth dress with a braid and the three-cornered hat. Oh, I think the short fur jacket, black gloves, everything black. Come in. Good morning, Miss Swift. Oh, dear Miss Swift, how I wish that I might stay quietly at home with you and really clear up that desk. Well, I know I shall be back about 12:30. I'll give you a half an hour before luncheon. But please,
possible.
Miss Swift, before you start writing letters, will you try and get me some men for the opera on Monday? Well, I have a box, but I have no men. I have a Russian lady coming. I want to try and find somebody who knows something about Russia. Is there anybody? Tell you, there's that Mr. Fisher. I don't like him.
Going.
He's been there for a week. He thinks he knows all about it. Anyway, if you can talk to her, we'll try and get him. And then get me a little Mr. Miller. He's always free. He likes everybody. He likes everything. And always gives me a feeling of hope. So let's get Mr. Miller. And then I picked up a charming young Englishman last week.
No.
I put him on a piece of paper and stuck him in the blotter. I hope he hasn't got torn up. Well, he made me in the scrap basket. It was a piece of pink paper. Find him if you can. So nice. That's it. That's it. Oh, good. What's his name? Basil. Sir Basil Roux. I suppose he's at the Ritz. They generally are to begin with. But will you try those three? And if you can't get any of those, just take my list of possible men and run right through it. Get me anyone you can, as long as it's a man. I don't really care. Hello? Camilla! Darling! How are you? What a lovely surprise! Why did I give you back? I didn't expect you to come. What about that? Well? Yes, honey, thank you. I'm glad to see you. Here is a cup of lunch for me.
Thank you. My name is Anna Abram. Anna Abram. Give me the name of your name. Give me the name. I leave at 164. What do you see? New York Street. 164. That's right. Not 16. For 25 years I lived here. That's my home. 25 years. I come here this morning, George, please. Twice could not tell my granddaughter. She got to stay home and work. Oh, she wants to marry. She wants to marry and move to the West and leave her mother and leave her starvation. I'm an old boy, and 80 years old, you couldn't expect me to work. And my daughter, she's going to have trouble. She couldn't work. Now, she's too sick, she couldn't work, and we couldn't live without Rose. She keep us now for 2 years. And now she wants to go away and get married. We get a nice little home, why she wants to go away? She's too young to get married. Ah, oh, she got no heart. She go away to the West, and she leave us in the street and starve, and she don't care. She's a bad girl. She needs to be told by the judge. She can't mind me and her mother. They give her education now, she must keep her. Well, she's a bad girl, Judge, because she's on her own trail. With all those white girls and boys. She thinks only have a good time. She wastes her time, she wastes her strength, she wastes her money, she buys all those silly things. Oh, she buys silly things, she goes to the movies every day. She goes dance every night. She wastes her strength, she wastes everything, and she's on her own. That young man is no good. That's why I don't want you to get married, because that young man is no good. Oh, he don't work. How he keep a wife? He don't work. And he drinks. He keep very bad husband. She bet she get a better man. I'm an old woman. I find a good husband. Oh, when I go out and see young man make a good husband, I bring him to the house and we'll be happy together. Yeah. Sit down. You don't listen to what I say. What would I tell you, George? I'm an old woman, I know what's that. Oh, she's too young to get married. She don't understand that if you get a nice lady woman, she should stay by you.
Wonderful job. It's a nice salary. And she likes her work, she's doing so well. But now, she only wants to go. Oh, Rosa, I have no money saved. You couldn't live without Rose. I don't like this young man.
Sire.
No, sir, I don't like him. Well, he don't work. He don't seem to try to work. He has no job. And he drinks. Yes, he drinks. I'm afraid he would make a very bad husband. Well, I know it's hard for Rose. I think it's worse if she marries this man. Yes, that's right. You should speak to her. Please, George. But tell my girl she should wait for me. She's so young.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
My name? Rosie.
You.
Rosie? Oh, I beg your pardon. My name is Rose. It was a I always forget when everybody calls me Rosie. Generally, when anyone asks me my name, all I say is Rosie. Yes, sir. Everybody calls me Rosie. I'm 19 years old, but I'm going to be 20 next week. Yes, sir. I'm going to be 20 the very same day that my grandmother is going to be 8 weeks. Yes, sir, it's 20. We all celebrate together. My grandma is exactly 60 years old when I am. There's a big party every year. We do, we live together. It's in the previous. We live together on 64 Archer Street, New York City. Yes, sir, it's a very nice little flat. I do, I support you. For 2 years now.
And they got rugs on the floor, and they get a lot of magazines and books laying around, you know. It's home-like. And they get a piano, and they get a radio, and they get a Victor, and a lot of records. Somebody give them a lot of records. How many old ladies? There's about 30. Oh, they seem to be very contented. Well, they were sitting around, you know, the way old ladies do when they was talking, knitting, crocheting. One of them was singing, singing at the piano. Yes, sir. And I think my mother will enjoy it because my mother, she likes beautiful things the way I do when the house has got a lot of pictures on the walls. And I was, pardon me? What kind of pictures? Oh, look. They got a big variety. Somebody gave them a gift of pictures, and they hung them all over the house, and it's very interesting. When every room you go in, there's beautiful pictures. You want me to tell you about the pictures? Oh, yes, sir, if you're interested, I would be pleased. Well, I was looking at them, and the lady who showed me around, she was telling me about them.
Continue.
And they're very wonderful. In the front hall, when you go in, the first thing you see is Niagara Falls. And really, you'd think it was there. The water appears to be coming down from the ceiling to the floor, and it's just very realistic, you know. The falls is all around the hall. And then in the dining room, they have got a picture of George Washington, and he is in a boat. Well, he's going somewhere with a lot of fellas pulling on the oars, and there's ice in the water, and he's standing up, the general, with a three-cornered hat, and pardon me, where was he going? Ah, oh, I guess you got me there, Judge. I don't know where he was going. Crossing the Delaware River, going over to the Battle of Trenton. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you asked me. Now I will remember. And did he win the battle? Oh, good. He looked so worried. And then in the sitting room, they have got a picture of a cathedral, and that is in France. And I thought it seemed kind of funny. The two spires is different. And one is very fancy and one is very plain. And the lady was telling me that it is one of the most famous cathedrals in the world. And she says the walls is mostly glass. And it was built nearly 1,000 years ago and it never fell down yet. No, she says it's wonderful. She says when you go inside and you look through them windows, that it seems you're looking through jewels. Yes, sir. I'd like to go over there. It's all carved, you know, by hand, out of stone. The saints and angels walking all over the doors, and it's beautiful work. And then in another room, they got a picture of a garden, and that's in England. It's all in color. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's just a mass of flowers on the two sides of a grass path going down the middle. And there's a little house on the hill with some sheep, and it's awfully pretty, I guess, over there. Am I fond of flowers? Oh, I am. Yes, sir, I often go uptown and see them in the florist shops. But all those flowers, they grows under glass, you know, in them glass houses. And I guess in England, the flowers all grows outdoors. No, sir, I was never in the country. I was down at Coney Island, but you don't see no flowers going down there. Well, you see, Judge, I can't give him up. I gotta go. Because he has a wonderful job out there. Well, my grandmother didn't mention it because she don't want that I should go, and my mother don't seem to think it's a very good plan, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Yes, sir, I'll tell you about it. Well, you see, my young man, he has got an uncle, and he is not personally acquainted with the uncle, but he's got a beautiful letter from him. Well, when he heard we was going to get married, you see, he wrote him a letter. And he says he'd like to have him come out there and bring me and make our home with him. He's got a ranch. I guess it's like a big farm. Way out in the west. I don't know just where it is, but it's all wrote out in the letter. Yes, sir. It's very, very far. He says he is going to send us the money for the ticket. And then all we got to do is to go to the Grand Central Station, buy the ticket, get on the train and go. Oh, you go for 2 days and two nights, steady going. And then you get somewhere, but that ain't it. No, sir, but you get out. And you go to another train, another part of the city. And you get in another train and you go for 2 more days and 2 more nights. Altogether, it's 4 days, 4 nights, steady going. Yes, sir, but in the end, you get there. Oh, he says it's beautiful. Only he says that when you get out, there is nothing to see, only just land and sky. He says you can see very, very far, but you can't see nothing but land and sky. Oh, we're looking forward to it. No, so we don't know nothing about it, but we can learn. Well, we're both young, and my young man is very bright. Yes, sir, he's very ambitious. Afraid? No. Why would we be afraid? Ah, no, we ain't afraid. Oh, we'll be together, you know, and it'll be very interesting. That's true. It won't be much use being a stenographer, but I can cook pretty good. Yes, sir, my mother taught me. Well, I'm glad now. Yes, because I think when men works hard all day, they like to come home and find a girl waiting for them with a nice hot supper ready. I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to try and fix the place up, you know, because I think if I take out some cretonne and I'm going to try and get a few pictures, it'll make the place look more home-like, you know. I'm going to fix it up like that home I was telling you about. Yes, sir. Pardon me? Oh, I will. I'll miss my mother. Something terrible. I never left my mother before. I know I will miss her. I'll take my mother with me if she go, but you see, she won't leave my grandmother. No, sir. And oh, sure, she won't leave her, and I couldn't take the two of them. I don't think it'd be right to take the two because... No, sir, this is just a little bitty house, and they couldn't sleep outdoors, and I don't think it's right to take three where they're looking for one, you know. Well, you see,
George. Мне страшно. Мне сегодня столько лет, как самому еврейскому народу. Мне кажется, сейчас я иудей. Вот я бреду по древнему Египту, а вот я на кресте распятый гибну. И до сих пор на мне следы гвоздей. Мне кажется, что Дрейфус — это я, мещанство, мой доносчик и судья. Я растерялся, я попал в кольцо, затравленный, оплеванный, оболганный. И дамочки с брюссельскими оборками визжа зонтами тычут мне в лицо. Мне кажется, я мальчик в Белостоке. Кровь льется, растекаясь пополам. Бесчинствуют вожди трактирной стойки и пахнут луком с водкой пополам. Я сапогом отброшенный бессилен. Напрасно я погромщиков молю под гогот: бей жидов, спасай Россию! Лавазник, избивай мать мою. Мне кажется, я — это Анна Франк, прозрачная, как веточка в апрель. И я люблю, и мне не надо фраз, мне надо, чтоб друг друга мы смотрели. Как мало можно видеть, обонять, нельзя нам листьев и нельзя нам неба, но можно очень много. Это нежно друг друга в темной комнате обнять. Сюда идут, не бойся, это гулы самой весны. Она сюда идет. Иди ко мне, дай мне скорее губы. Ломаю дверь. Нет, это ледоход. Над бабьим яром шелест диких трав. деревья смотрят грозно, по-судейски. Все молча здесь кричит, и шапку сняв, я чувствую, как медленно сидею. И сам я, как сплошной беззвучный крик над тысячами тысяч погребенных, я, каждый здесь расстрелянный старик, я, каждый здесь расстрелянный ребенок. О, русский мой народ, я знаю, ты по сущности интернационален, но часто те, чьи руки нечисты, твоим чистейшим именем брецали. Я знаю доброту моей земли, как подло, что и жилочкой не дрогнув, антисемиты пышно нарекли себя союзом русского народа. Ничто во мне про это не забудет. Интернационал пусть прогремит, когда навеки похоронен будет последний на земле антисемит. Еврейской крови нет в крови моей, но ненавистен злобой заскорузлой я всем антисемитам, как еврей. И потому я настоящий русский.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.